So at what point did you think about working for the ICTR?
It must have been, I actually thought of it much earlier, but didn't join until much later, because initially it was said at the time that they weren't recruiting people from within the region, you know, neighboring Rwanda. But I did subsequently, in 1996 or 97, respond to a vacancy announcement in one of our regional papers, and didn't hear from them until about a year later. Yes, but I did have a keen interest, and you know, I kept my feelers out there. But what blew me most was actually visiting Arusha. I was I just concluded an assignment for the European Union in Zambia and got an offer from the Commonwealth Secretariat to come and work in Arusha at the East African Community as a legal advisor trying to set up the regional trading bloc. I hadn't been to Arusha in about 10 years, and I wanted to check it out. So, you know, I came to Arusha to meet, you know, with officials of the East African Community, and they were in the same building, this very same building, just on the sixth floor. And, you know, I had the opportunity for 2 days to sit in and watch two trials. And I said, this is what I want to do. You know, to hell with consulting and commercial practice. I said, this is what I want to do. That was March of 98, and I got an offer, I believe, in August of 98. Yeah.
What was that feeling when you said, this is what I want to do? What?
Well, I watched, you know, two prosecutions going on. They had only two courtrooms then. It was the trial of George Rutaganda, the head of the Interahamwe. And on the stand was Professor Bill Haglund, a forensic anthropologist, and he was being led in evidence by James Stewart, senior counsel then. You know, and I sat in the public gallery and watched, and my prosecutorial instincts just came back, and I said, this is what I want to do. I want to prosecute these people. You know, I can do it. There's also the trial of Kaishema and Ruzindana. Kaishema was the prefect of Kibuye, and Ruzindana was a businessman. And that trial too was going on. And I watched as Brenda Suthornton, she's in the DOJ back in Washington, D.C., in the counterterrorism desk right now. She was leading the evidence of another forensic expert, a handwriting expert. And, you know, and I'd been doing, you know, criminal prosecution for 8 years, and I said, hey, I want to take it to an international level. You know, I quit the national level, but this is where I want to be. Yeah, and yeah, I got an offer, I believe it was August of 98.
And then you've been a prosecutor here since, or has your role changed during that time?
Well, work is largely the same. Mm-hmm. I started off as a legal advisor for about 2 years, and then was promoted to senior trial attorney, and since the beginning of this year, I've been the acting chief of the prosecution division.